her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man looked like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth.
Continuing to look at some of the things that Brian Gutekunst said yesterday in advance of the NFL draft in Green Bay. What is your expectation for the players that are drafted by the Packers this year? Gabe, you have talked about how there are holes on this roster mm-hmm. that need to be addressed. Do you anticipate guys who are drafted this season contributing right away to a Green Bay Packers run in 2025?
I do. I expect them, with at least the first two picks, for those guys to be at the very least rotational pieces, whether it's wide receiver, whether it's defensive end, whether it's cornerback, because they've got questions at all of those positions. They need guys that are going to be able to step in. I'm not saying step in and play 100% of the snaps, but you need guys that can at least come in and be rotational pieces. Have guys, again, we talked about it with Matthew Golden. Like, even if you draft Golden and he doesn't become your wide receiver one, he has the type of speed where Matt LaFleur is going, hey, four times a game, we got to find a way to get this guy touches, whether it's end arounds, whether it's just quick little screens, whether it's taking a deep shot over the top of the defense. Like, I think that you're going to see those first two. They're going to have guys that contribute. No matter what Goody said yesterday about how this roster is ready to compete, they've got guys that need to be able to come in and supplement this roster and step in.
Okay, so let's hear what Goody said yesterday when he was asked if picks need to contribute right away, specifically in this instance, a first-round pick.
Do you need your first-round pick to contribute right away?
No, I mean, I think you'd love to, but I mean, I think you guys, a lot of you guys have been around here. You know, it's great when they do, but that's not always the case. I mean, this is the transition to the National Football League is tough. It's not always easy. A lot of times it's really determined by opportunity. You know what I mean? I mean, if you take a guy in a particular area, that he's just going to have a lot more opportunity than somebody else, you know, and we try to stay away from that drafting for need. We try to just, you know, take the best player available if that's possible. But most of the time, a guy's impact in his rookie year comes down to the opportunities that he had more than anything.
So, Chu, when you look at Jordan Morgan last year, you look at Lucas Van Ness the year before, you look at Quay Walker the year before, you look at Eric Stokes the year before that, and, of course, you look at Jordan Love from 2020. Is Goody telling the truth about his expectations for first-round picks?
He's talking out of both sides of his mouth. I mean, if you don't expect any of them to contribute, you made it to the playoffs. You didn't beat any of your upper echelon opponents, and you got worked in the playoff game. So you're hoping that four or five guys develop, you know, into superstars where they can compete. No. I put it this way. I felt better about going into last year than I do about going into this year.
Because you have more information on some of those guys.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I'll give Van Ness one more year, but like I said, and I'll just put it in my mind, I was physically not ready to play in the NFL until my third year. Okay? Even though I did contribute a little bit in my second year. Physically, I was not ready to play. Lucas Van Ness, but I had the athleticism to play.
But you also weren't a first-round pick.
I'm just saying, mm-hmm. you know, I'm just nailing it down as to why he's missing on these first-round picks. Lucas Van Ness was physically ready to play as a rookie, but he doesn't have the athletic ability. That's development. You either have athletic ability, right? Or you have some athlete and they can develop a little bit. But if you have very little athletic ability, you can only do so much with that.
Well, but the problem is that Goody seems to be prioritizing the athletic ability as opposed to actual production in college. See, that's why I think he keeps missing ish on these picks, Gabe, because I think he prioritizes potential over production. Like, again, we have said, diamond in the rough guy is great, right? It's all cool and well to be the guy who was able to snuff out a sleeper pick that nobody else saw. But you know what also is great? Just taking the sure thing. And I'm in the spot where I'm like, we've done it enough where it's like, oh, this guy could be really great with the right development. He could be really great. He could be somebody big, could be a future All-Pro. How about we just get a guy who had production in college? Because the reality is the Eagles, and I know we keep going back to the Eagles, but it works because, one, they draft similarly to the Packers, and they obviously are the defending champs. 19 of 21 players drafted by the Eagles since 2022 are still with the team. You want to go even further to the first-round picks. Their first-round picks contribute. Quinyon Mitchell this year, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Devontae Smith, and then the one that we joke around about is obviously Jalen Reagor, who does not in 2020. But the rest of those guys, I believe they all contributed immediately, right, in their very first year, and in big ways, not just like rotational guys who you were just giving some courtesy snaps to, Gabe.
Yeah, and there is a mix of guys that contributed right away and didn't contribute. Obviously, Jordan Love didn't contribute because he sat on the bench his first handful of years.
Well, that's the opportunity and circumstance that Goody is pointing to,
you know,
right?
Quay Walker played over 80% of the snaps in his first year, but Devontae Wyatt, who's also a first-round pick, played less than 25. Eric Stokes, 92% of the snaps. Jair Alexander played almost 90% of the snaps. But then you have Lucas Van Ness, who played 32%, and under 25% for Rashawn Gary in his first
year. And, of course, Jordan Morgan this past year,
who
was dealing with the...
Who played 46% of the snaps before he got hurt. So, kind of a mixed bag. So, Goody's right in terms of, yeah, they take guys in the first round that don't necessarily come in and contribute at a high level right away.
But to me, guys, that's him reacting to the circumstance. It's him not wanting to say something that delineates from what has happened instead of what do you want? Because I think ideally you want that first round pick to contribute right away. You're spending so much, such a high asset on it. I don't understand this idea of it's okay. It's okay if you, why does my brain go to Larry?
It's okay, Larry.
That's where my brain immediately went. But I just think like that reaction from him yesterday, that comment from him yesterday is more about, well, this is the way it's shaken out for us over the last 5 years versus actually this is what we want.
Well, but I think that is kind of what they want is to be able to develop guys. Because when they drafted Rashawn Gary, we knew he needed to be developed. When they drafted Lucas Van Ness, despite those guys both being top 15 picks, we knew they had to be developed because of the lack of time that they had in college. Because of the and Goody talked about it yesterday with LVN about how he didn't play a ton in college, but you know, so that's why they're excited about where he is going into year three. Like we knew some of these guys were going to be developmental players, and he just fell in love with the athleticism that they had and felt that the Packers could take that athletic piece of clay and mold it into a productive
pass
rusher.
Is it okay for me to say at this point, though, that feels flawed? Is it okay for me to say that that logic, that plan feels flawed, too? Because, okay, you've done it, right? We've allowed you to go out and get the guys who are freak athletes, you know? And like Gabe said, you throw them on your wheel and you're going to spin them into something incredible. But it hasn't happened yet. So maybe we just pivot. Maybe we're at a pivot point here. Is that fair for me to want a pivot?
Yeah,
too?
But I don't think it's the first and second round picks. I don't think he develops players which need to be developed down the line. And then just look at the proofs of, you know, Antonio Friedman, third round pick. Robert Brooks, third round pick. Dorsey Levens, fourth round pick. Me, sixth round pick. Marco Rivera, sixth round pick. I mean, these are all Pro Bowl players. These are all Pro Bowl players, you know? Adam Timberman, free agent. Donald Driver, eighth round pick. Mark Tauscher, eighth round. These are all, you don't play early, and then in the third year, they're developed, and then they're here for another 7 years.
So is it fair to say, though, Chu, that for a very long time in the organization, the draft and develop was for guys who were drafted, and I'm throwing out an arbitrary round here, so don't nail me on it, but
yeah,
the fourth round or later. I still think that a successful plan is drafting guys high, you want them to be contributing right away.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I mean, look, the first round picks, Buckley comes in. I think he starts right away, returned punts, was a buh. I mean, Wayne Simmons played right away. I mean, there's still Ted and Ron still missed on the first and second rounds, but they nailed so many of the later developmental guys who were athletes, but they physically were not ready to play in the NFL until their third year.
The true litmus test for this is going to be Shamar Stewart. If Stewart is there at 23, dude's a freak. Like, he's a freak athlete. Like, even better than Lucas Van Ness in terms of, again, we're going to use RAS because that's what's available to us. But I can't imagine that whatever system that Goody uses to measure athleticism for them is going to come away telling us that he's less of an athlete than Rashawn Gary or Lucas Van Ness. The dude's a freak athlete. 4.5 career sacks. Is he available at 23 and the Packers pass? Maybe Goody's, you know, changed his mind on, okay, maybe we need to have a guy that has a little bit more of that development. Or maybe it is just a one-off case with Stewart where they go, okay, here's the reason why he wasn't productive in college and we can't fix that.
I just think I have fixer-upper fatigue. I have fixer-upper fatigue. I want a turnkey house. Give me the house I don't have to do anything to. I want to walk in the door, drop my furniture in, and I don't want to have to fix it up anymore.
Unfortunately, this isn't the draft for that.
Yeah.
Because there's, I mean, again, they're talking about how this draft specifically, like, yeah, you're going to find a lot of solid players, some solid starters. But in terms of, like, true difference makers, kind of run out around 15.
I also want to be careful because I've heard this sentiment sort of a lot in the athletic testing thing and the molding of clay and developing players. Like, the key indicator to high-level success in the NFL is athleticism. Bar none, there is nothing else that is going to indicate top-level superstar success. What you have to try and figure out is how much does production in college and what you see on college tape weigh into the process that Goody is working with?
Doesn't seem
because
to be.
It seems like it's not, they haven't properly addressed how much those things would compete. I do also think, when was the last time the Packers developed a defensive lineman or an edge properly? Is it they're drafting the wrong players? Is it they don't know how to coach up and develop those guys, or is it probably a combination of both of those? Because I think all those things factor, and I don't want to get to a point where we're saying, don't go get the really athletic guy that's an absolute freak just because we're afraid of what we watched in college.
It just feels very boom or bust. I'm sorry. Like I think everything that you said is 100% accurate, but it feels very risky now. Because I feel like you have some evidence. And again, is every athlete different? Of course it is. Do I think that Stewart is the same guy as LVN? No, I do not. But it does feel risky when you don't have that proof of concept at the college level. And as we continue to see the college game get closer and closer and closer to the NFL game, at some point you want to see that somebody has been there, done that. That's just where I am right now. Yeah, I understand this might not be the perfect year for that to play out.
But also with where the Packers are in the draft typically, like, those guys that you want are top 10 picks.
Yeah.
Packers are rarely in that situation. Like, if Shamar Stewart had 10 sacks last year, he's probably going in the top 10.
Oh, sure. He's Abdul Carter.
He's probably a top 5 pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So that's where
you have to do forecasting with some of these guys because they would. An LVN, had he had a history of success and starting and sacks, that's a top 5, top 10 pick. Because they're combining those things. And that's why Myles Garrett was as high as he is. Von Miller was as high as he is. It's because they are blending. Like, the Bill Huber wrote a great article about this. And he said one of the highest RIS guys last year was the defensive lineman Owa from the Ravens. But what the Ravens have is they always develop defensive linemen. So them taking a high potential guy seems like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense for them.
So Odafe Owa.
Yes.
He was drafted in 2021. Zero sacks in his final season at Penn State.
Yep.
Last year, he had 10 sacks. So again, it took him a little bit of time to develop, right. But they were able to get there with him because they were able
to
develop.
And it feels like they have a good lineman every single time they take one. It's just what they do there. And the Packers don't do that.
But I mean, how many defensive line coaches does Rashawn Gary need before he finds the right one?
Believe me. Let's bring his high school coach back in because he was like,
oh, he was like one of the top guys in high school.
Top in the country.
Sort of like, led us on this path, guys.
Yeah.
I will accept that for Lucas Van Ness if maybe they get they've had a lot of defensive line coaches and linebacker coaches and guys that have been able to coach up Rashawn Gary, and it hasn't. It's led to some good play.
Yes.
Hasn't led to the great play of him being a top 15 pick, him getting paid like a top pass rusher in the
league. Yeah, I mean, Chewy said it. We know who Rashawn Gary is.
Yeah.
He's pretty good. Yeah. He might get close to 10 sacks.
I'm afraid we know who LVN is. That's what I'm afraid. I'm afraid we have seen what we've seen, and we can draw a conclusion, but I keep being told, I'm going to give it a little more time. Give it a little bit more time. You know what? I've been in relationships like that, by the way. I know what I know. I've seen what I've seen, but I'm going to give it a little more time because
again,
possibility.
So with Owa, who was the example here, guy for the Ravens who was drafted back in 2021. He had 8 sacks in his first 2 years. Right now, LVN has 7. So pretty similar there. Then he had 5 sacks in his third year and then blew up for the 10 last year. So, again, might take a little bit more time, more than we would like for LVN, but that is the example of, hey, don't necessarily give up on this guy.
We got to take a break. Absolutely destroyed the clock. We got to get to Chewy's power rankings. They're going to be
remarkable. Oh, I'm sure that'll be easy. It's going to be quick.
Very
It'll
relevant,
be fast.
Too,
it won't take a lot of time.
So good.
Yeah, he's dialed. So good. Big guy's dialed today.
Okay.
From the biggest plays on the court to the comments made in the locker room, an in-depth recap of every Bucks game in 6 minutes, no more, no less. Bucks in 6 on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. If you missed any of the game or want to relive the biggest moments, Bucks in 6 has game recaps every morning after. You can find it on bucks.com/plus or on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
A freaking catapult attached to his right hip. I just made that up, a catapult.
That was good.
I kind of liked it. I was rolling with it, Rob.
Like a slingshot?
I'm calling old catapult leg from here on out.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Oh, there is nothing better than loving your space. And with the help of PCI, we truly love ours. You see, they came to our house, they redid our basement, and I could not be happier with the extra space that they gave us. It is remarkable. And if you are in the market for a remodeling project or a home addition, maybe you're thinking about building a brand new home, the PCI team is here for you as well. It's a family-owned company. They believe in building relationships. And Mike and Michelle have been in the business for more than 20 years. That experience, it matters. Learn more about PCI and see their work at professionalconstructioninc.com. That's professionalconstructioninc.com.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night?
Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
Okay. What do we got? This list is awesome. This is from the NFL Network, so get off my back.
Already defensive.
Pre-excuse.
Already defensive.
Now, pretty mad.
I took out the antiques.
Jeez.
Okay. So all I want from you, going back to 1993, because this list went back 52 years. So since 93, give me, and they ranked them, the top number one picks in the NFL draft. I'll tell you some of the antiques that I took out. Terry Bradshaw, O.J. Simpson, Earl
Campbell. So since 93, top number one picks.
Top number one picks.
Okay. Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning is number one. This is tough. Joshy, you can get in on the action, too, because I know you're a draft geek if you haven't already looked at the list.
I feel like number one picks are, pretty... standard.
I will say Matthew Stafford.
Ooh, good one.
Matthew Stafford is number 7.
Ooh. Wow. All right, so we got 5 in there between Manning and Stafford, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Stafford thing's going to mess me up, gang. Andrew Luck?
Andrew Luck is number 9.
Oh, wait, that counts, right? We're doing
Yeah.
Okay. Not top 8 at 8.
Is this Eli Manning going to make this list? 2 Super Bowls?
He wasn't number 1.
Yeah, he was.
Number 1 overall?
Thought so.
Eli?
Well, this list says he was. So okay. He must be. Eli is 6.
I'd say Stafford was better than Eli, but
I would too.
Stafford was what number? 8?
7.
7. And then who was the other one that we guessed?
Peyton at 1, Eli 6, Stafford 7, Luck 9.
9. Goodness gracious.
Miles Garrett wasn't that long ago, but I'm going to say Miles Garrett.
Miles Garrett, not on the list.
What? Is this list all quarterbacks, Chew?
No.
Okay. What about Michael Vick?
Michael Vick, not on the list.
Darn it! How many errors do we get on power rankings.
With this list,
who else was like a number one pick in the noon
90s? I'll give you four. I'll give you four because you should know a couple of these.
Four misses. You're giving us four misses. So we have one.
You got two so far.
Okay.
Did you hear Cam Newton?
Scam Newton is number eight.
I mean, Myles Garrett's been better than Cam Newton, right? I mean, yeah. Cam literally had one good year.
He won an MVP.
In that one good year.
There's no one active on this list. I'll tell you that. There's no one active on this list.
So no, Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay. So no other number one overall picks. Guys that have won MVPs. Went through my head. Oof.
What year did you cut this bad boy off?
93.
Oh, 93.
So you think they're going to try and sneak in like an Alex Smith?
Maybe.
Oh, God. If Alex Smith is on this list and Myles Garrett isn't.
Guys, we have to think about this. He's eliminating all of these old guys. So, like, no Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Right. OJ. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm honestly thinking of somebody else in the 90s who went number one overall is what I'm trying to think of right now. Who would have been really good.
You're missing a glaring one, Gabe.
Number one overall in the 90s. Now I'm drawing blanks at number one overall.
Packers drafted very poorly in that draft.
It could be a number of different years.
Well, it's his draft is what he's referring to.
No, it's not mine. Drafted poorly, but the Packers sucked at that time, so this was just a draft pick to suck even more.
I mean, is Bledsoe on the list?
Drew Bledsoe, that's a good pull. 93, the farthest back is number 10.
That's the farthest back we go?
That's the farthest back.
Okay.
So you got two. You got four left. You got two quarterbacks.
Carson Palmer?
Nope. Not. Is that a... Well, that's a guess. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was... That's he's not on the list? I'm shocked by that.
Orlando Pace?
That's a good pull. I didn't think you would get it. Orlando Pace is five.
You know, I did a feature on Orlando Pace's kid like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, he went tracks. To the U.
Yeah, tracks. Yeah.
You got three to go.
There's no chance.
So
I'm
it's
out.
Two quarterbacks and an offensive lineman?
And a D-lineman.
Or a D-lineman.
How are you missing these quarterbacks?
Well, why don't you give us the years? That'll help us narrow it down.
I don't know. I didn't. I don't get paid enough to look at years.
You don't know when they were drafted?
Gabe, I just gave you a monster clue. The worst pick in Packer history.
The worst pick in Packer history?
The Tony Mandarich pick?
But no, Mandarich was before 93.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, geez.
Maybe he was.
He was. Definitely was.
Did you have him on the list, buddy?
Well, no. If that was the year, then...
Who is it though? Who did they? Who was the first pick in that one?
Okay, so Mandrich went in 90. What year did he go?
89.
Okay, so Mandrich went in 89. So Troy Aikman is on the list.
Oh my God, it's Troy Aikman.
Aikman is number four.
Jeez, it's 1989.
I know. I just screwed up there. It's fine. That's to be expected.
You missed by a
couple. Hey, I have weaknesses in, okay.
And
that's
math
a weakness.
Is one of them?
Yes.
Is 89
well,
before?
Well, because when I'm operating with the parameters of 1993 and beyond,
correct.
I'm not thinking of a worst pick in Packers history from 1993.
All right, these
beyond.
Two other ones were before 93.
Oh, God bless America.
Why don't you just tell us what they
no.
are?
No.
Nope. You just, at this point, you tell us.
This quarterback did not want to go where he was drafted.
Well, we already did Eli Manning, and we already did Elway.
Who was the John Elway is three.
What year was he drafted?
Shut up, Josh.
He was drafted in 83.
Yeah, haven't you seen the documentary?
And then the leading sacker in NFL history.
Bruce Smith?
Bruce Smith. There you go. There's your, that was a great list.
Heavens to Betsy.
Hey, there was one hiccup. That's it. Still should have got it.
Pretty big hiccup. Still, what do you mean still should have got it?
Here's what he means. You know, hiccups never happen in ones.
Yeah.
You know, if you have the hiccups, you have more than one hiccup. Hey. So he just groups those three errors into one hiccup.
Aikman was 89, Elway was 83, and Smith was 85.
Do I have positives? I got weaknesses.
Wait, hold on.
You like, what's a positive?
I love that you just go, shh.
It's getting a little hot.
Josh,
yeah.
If I didn't bring up 1993, this might have been my best list.
Yeah,
ever.
But there were other ones that you had eliminated. We talked about O.J. Simpson, right?
But you wouldn't have got those.
It's kind of pretty known about O.J. Simpson.
What about Earl Campbell? Would have never got. Here's one. Ron Yeary. Offensive tackle, Minnesota Vikings.
No idea.
So I'm helping you. Leroy Selman, number 9.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, see, I'm here to help you.
Just gone quarterbacks? Could you have done that as well?
Here, Gabe, I've got a project for you.
Oh, boy.
Google.
Does it involve me?
Google the best draft picks since, 1990. First overall draft picks. Will there be a list ready made for us that would make it a lot easier?
I'm guessing this is rhetorical, Joshy. So
yes, there is. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
Could do since 2000. Yeah. You could do. There was all sorts of ways.
Yeah, ranking every number one overall pick since 2000.
I don't deal in rhetoricals. I only deal in reality.
It wasn't a rhetorical because we told you then.
Do I have any strengths?
You're funny.
What would be some of my strengths?
You're funny.
I got a lot of weaknesses.
Oh, no, I am not taking that bait. I am staying away from that hook.
This is a trick.
Good looking? You can lift a lot of weight?
Memory? Well, punctual? Gabe.
Gabe's like,
Gabe.
Good looking?
Gabe, punctual?
You are very punctual. Very punctual. The most punctual person I know.
Got a lot of negatives. I'll work on it. I thought the list was
You're
wonderful.
You're not going to work on Jack's squad.
It's 1993.
You know
1993.
Why? Here's the
it's
problem.
It's got a guy from a decade earlier.
You want me
earlier.
To tell you how it happened? This is how it happened. I looked at the list, and Bledsoe was the last one.
Okay.
And it said 1993. So I thought that's how far back the list went. Coming clean.
And honest. Yeah. He's also honest.
That's right.
He's very honest.
And humble. You're humble. What is this, Charlotte's Web now? Like, all of a sudden, I'm like... All right, can someone do a read?
I'm taking control here. We got to get out of this. It's draft week in Green Bay and playoff time for the NBA and NHL. And our favorite daily fantasy sports app with the absolute largest payouts on parlays is Wanna Parlay. WANNA. It's just $2 for for a shot at taking home a huge cash prize. It's a blast and so simple to use. There are new basketball, baseball, hockey, and combat sports contests every single week. And again, the best part, it is only $2 to enter a parlay into a contest. Plus, there are always free-to-play games as well. Here's what you should do. Download the Wanna Parlay app today. Click around. And when you decide to upload money to play and get into the action, use promo code JGC for a 100% deposit match. That is code JGC. So download the Wanna Parlay app today. Use promo code JJC and let's play the world's richest parlay today. You must be 18 years or older to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You can answer the question.
What's the question?
Can the Packers win without Aaron Jones on Sunday?
Yes. Will you stop? You know what he is?
He's
like the little devil on the shoulder.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Occasionally, I will come across something on the interwebs, on the old social media channels, that will stop me dead in my tracks. And that happened to me. And apparently many, 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 many other people yesterday. It's a report out of Australia or New Zealand. Not sure. Those details actually don't matter. Nor do any of the details of what these women are describing. They were witnesses to a crime. They were involved in what appears to be a carjacking, maybe involving a gun. Again, none of those things actually matter. What I want you to know, Chu, is that we are about to hear two women who are describing the acts of the crime. They are describing what they saw, what they witnessed. They happen to be identical twins. Take a listen to how they articulate what they saw to the local news. Oh, no.
They're pleading the fifth.
Oh, no. Oh, here we go.
And I said, oh, Mom, where's Mom? And poor Mum was stuck up there. But apparently our brave Mum, she goes, are you all right?
Because he had all blood all over his face.
And he goes, I'll shoot you. She goes, hey, I'm here to help.
And Mum distracting him to make him look the other way. And he looked the other way. And Mum ran into the bush
behind the
fence.
And the guy goes to her, I'll find you and I'll shoot you. All I was thinking about when we were running,
I hope he doesn't fire.
Yeah, we were so blessed.
How close to him do you think you were?
Well, see, he was up there
and we were past our
when you driveway.
Yeah.
You don't think of all of that at the time.
No,
you just run for your safety.
Oh, they messed up there. Run for your lives. Run for your safety. Chu, these are two identical twins.
That's so weird. I mean, were they reading a script or are they actually inside one another's brain?
Yep.
One guy, he was up there with our mum and he went up there and
he was coming back down towards us
and he goes, run, he's got a gun. And our heart started to pound and I said, oh, Mum, where's Mum? And poor Mum was stuck.
The weird part is, too, like, one is like, running, like, point, right? She's telling the story. And then it's hard to tell with the audio because, again, they're identical twins. They sound alike. It flips. It switches. And now the other one starts taking the reins and the other one's doing the chime in part. It's just, it's so weird to see.
Midway through.
It's so weird to see.
I sent it to everyone I know, just so you know. I sent the video to all of my girlfriends and was like, I'm crying. I'm laughing so hard at this.
When I saw this, I thought I was getting got. I thought it was a trick. I thought somebody was filming something to be funny, and they were spoofing it as an actual news report. But then I continued to do due diligence, and this is just how these people talked and how, for whatever reason, the reporter that was there talking to him decided, yeah, why don't you both just talk at the same time and finish each other's sentences for some reason.
That is crazy.
I've heard about this. It's called, like, twin tuition. Right? Twin intuition, put them together. And we have some friends who are twins. Now, they are not identical twins, but obviously they did share the womb. And so they oftentimes can predict what the other one is thinking with, like, remarkable accuracy. These two women are obviously identical twins. And, ooh, doggy. I can't even imagine. If this is how every day is, can you imagine every conversation that you have with them?
I know a lot of identical twins, probably five or six. And I combine their names together because I can't tell them apart. So my boys grew up with these two identical twins whose name was Jack and Josh, and I call them Jash. I just call them both Jash because I don't know.
There's that brilliance again.
Yeah, that's a strength. Gabe, write it down.
A great nickname giver. Great nickname giver is a strength for Chewy.
Chef Ed Wagon saying, I can only imagine if we had to listen to two Chewies like that.
At least with one of them, they might be able to get the right years on the power rankings. I do want to tell you, because there's a lot of buzz surrounding the draft, but you're never going to find one of those drafts seeping through Pella's Windows and Doors. Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin has been a partner for a long time. We love them here at ESPN Wisconsin. Pretty easy to see why. Pella should be your number one pick right now. Take advantage of no interest financing options or free glass upgrades. They have a great talented team of designers and installers to match your unique home through seamless customization. So many options at Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin, and you know you're going to be getting that high quality Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin product when you work with them. Certain restrictions do apply. Deal ends April 30th, so place that free in-home consultation today. Just go to PellaWI.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
There's a lot of sodas now that are prebiotic sodas
as well.
They don't
work. They're called poop. No, they're really called poop, I think. You buy them on Amazon.
I thought you were going to stop talking.
You got a lot of brust in you. You know that?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Looking for a home can be a lot of things, guys. Stressful, time-consuming, and expensive. But looking for a home should be an exciting chapter in your life. The We Sell group at Keller Williams knows this. Their passion is people. They are knowledgeable, approachable, and have unprecedented availability. Maybe you're looking for a lake house, like we are. Or maybe it's the first time you're navigating the buying process, or maybe selling is on your mind. Rob and Nick are here to help every step of the way. The We Sell group's selling process makes sure that the best and most competitive offers are made on your home. Get started on your stress-free journey today at wesell.kw.com. That's wesell.kw.com. Ran out of time today to get to everything we want to. We'll try to do better tomorrow. Wildy and Tosh is next on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee.